Jeg vil give et kort resume på engelsk. I want to give a short summary in English. The Holy Gospel is talking about people who are being driven somewhere where they didn't want to go, but they had to go because the Caesar in Rome, he ordered it, so they had to go. Likewise, we also in our lives, we live under circumstances where we do not choose, but we are ordered by the circumstances, by sickness, by things happening in our family. In this way, we are being taught by the Holy Gospel at Christmas that to be driven is something which belongs to being human, to be human beings. We are not in control ourselves. Somebody else is in control. And the Christian faith tells us, God, our Father in heaven, he is in control. Second example in our gospel is Mary and Joseph. They took a long, long distance from Nazareth to Bethlehem. But they did not look at it as a very difficult matter because they knew something else. They knew that it is not Caesar in Rome who is in control, but it is the baby of Mary who is in control. He will be a big man. He will be a king, and his kingdom will endure forever and ever. That they knew, and they walked in this faith and hope. Likewise, we also have Jesus as our Savior, and we know he is above all dominions in this world, also above death and sickness. And he was longing so much for us so that he became man. He came to us and he became like us to be with us and to be our Savior. So that's the second thing in our Christmas story, to be driven by hope, the same hope as which drove Mary and Joseph. And the third thing is the shepherds. They were also driven. They were driven to find Jesus. But first they were caught by fear. The glory of God took them, and they were very frightened. Maybe they thought, now life is over. Now we have to be punished for our bad deeds. But then the angel spoke and said, do not fear. I tell you a wonderful thing. Today a Savior is born in Bethlehem. Go and behold. And they walked. So now they were driven. They were driven by hope, and they found Jesus. Likewise, we as Christians can find Jesus Christ in the Holy Church, where we hear his gospel, and we can find him in our daily devotions when we open the Bible and pray to him. He will be with us. That's the great Christmas gift which can take us together now when we celebrate Christ's birth tonight in our small circles with each other. May God also give us this drive in our lives. Amen.